I understand that Richard Wilkinson did an amazing job last week on our building fund, our future. Where are you, Richard? You here? He's outside. He's working. Just fantastic. Thank you. Isn't it great hearing from all different people in our church? It's just so good. Thanks, Sandy, for this morning. Amazing. The Holy Spirit is the key to our life. And this verse actually says, let me read it from the version I've got. And now I will send the Holy Spirit, just as my Father promised. But stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you, or endued, which literally means to be clothed with power from heaven. You know, without the Holy Spirit on our lives, we are completely and utterly useless. We need this power. We need to wait for the power of God. If we're going to be ministers of the gospel, we need to wait for the power of God on our lives. If we're going to make a significant difference and not just live our Australian life, we need to understand that we require the clothing from God every day of our lives. And maybe we'll just show a few pictures and I can talk about this a little bit more, what I'm talking about. I only just put these off my phone. This lady is not annoyed. She's so none of these people can swim. And so I was trying to explain to them that you've got to keep your mouth closed and the thing over your ear. And as you can see, she's an elderly lady that's joined C3 Church Painesville. This is the Atlantic Ocean. And I'm telling you, Suzanne was clothed with the power of God. Your mum is amazing. Absolutely incredible for all the Parkinson's. Incredible. And show the next one. This is one. There was 20, I think it ended up being 21 baptisms. Pastor Collins, you just see his right arm there. He's taking pictures. He's scared of the water. So yeah, I think that's why he wanted me to baptize him. And and Sue's trying to hold on to him so much because they were so petrified. How I can't put my head under the water? But it was an absolutely powerful experience. Probably one of the highlights was actually going for a swim with them afterwards. Renske has become the swimming teacher for Africa. She's got them floating. They couldn't even float. It was like, and she, you know how gentle she is. They just loved her. So the next one, next picture. This is C3 Painesville Church Board. They all had welcome to C3. We got off the plane. See the T-shirts they're wearing? And they all had welcome to C3 Painesville Monrovia. Now, these are people that have very little money. I was just saying to Papa and Emmett earlier, they couldn't believe it, that they still don't have running water where they live. And I would call it close to being a refugee camp where their church is. But the church is powerful. The church is going really well, Susan. Thank you. And that's Pastor Collie and Florence up the front there. So that's our pastors up there in C3 Painesville, Liberia. Next one. Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, turn the lights off. That's a good idea. Let's turn the lights off for a moment. These are all children we can sponsor. This is C3 Liberia, most of their children. Some of them aren't there. We have Dominic, the administrator. There's 27 children so far that Renska's going to be in charge of. She's got on really well with the administrator, Dominic, and his wife. Dominic's one of the only businessmen that has a job in one of the banks down in Monrovia. And we were actually able to use his vehicle for the whole trip, which was just a blessing. Otherwise, we didn't know how we were going to get around. And I wanted to see the place. So he was just amazing. And him and Renske are actually teaming up. And we're going to sponsor, it's about $300 a year to sponsor a child through school per year, including all their books, from elementary right through. And they go to school if the church can afford to pay for one or two of them. And so what's happening at the moment is they are not going to school very often because money just depends if they've got enough to get them through a month or not. Next picture. Oh, yeah. This little boy there that the lady's holding, this was at the orphanage, had an insane mum and was just left abandoned. And so they're now at the orphanage being looked after. There's 32 children at the orphanage, which is part of C3 Church. I think I've got a picture. It might be that lady there. Next picture, or it might be next. Oh, yeah, this is fun. We're about to take a photo. Where do we jump? Always wearing the inappropriate shoes, sandals. I mean, my goodness, you go to the bush with sandals on. Anyway, and they eventually caught it, and I thought, well, I'm not missing out on this. I'm taking a photo, and that was dinner, tonight's dinner. So there you go. Next picture. It's a giant. Well, the librarians could probably help me. Jungle rat or something. Yeah. This is my adopted child in Africa. She wouldn't let me go the whole trip. You'll think of another picture of her. That's outside the church. That's the blue and the white there. That's the church building. They've done a good job, hey. Next one. These are the kids at the orphanage. Next one. We'll just quickly pan through these. There we go. They're all pretty happy to see me. They wouldn't let go of my arms. They're rubbing up and down my arms because I've got hairy white arms. And every minute, a young person, in fact, even one of the pastors in Uganda comes up to me and he starts rubbing my arms. I'm like, are you okay? He goes, I've never seen so many hairs on a man's ass. Oh, it was fun. Next one. This is Pastor Contessin and his family from C3 Church, Kakata. He will be fully in the movement by next March. Just awesome. That's their church building behind, made out of grass. And they actually did put a metal roof on it. Just incredible what they've done. Next one. That's Pastor Collie and his wife outside his house. I'll tell you why he's gotten fat. Because she doesn't eat anything and he eats everything. Next one. Thought I'd better get a couple of pictures with the girls, even though they're not back next week. I don't want to steal all their thunder, but next one. Next one. Or is that it? Oh, remember I was telling you that they started the church, C3 Painesville. They started the church on a lady's veranda in the country. Well, I think the three of us were just like overwhelmed because it was basically a two-bedroom bombed from the war, no more room than about this much out the front. But she didn't put all the children. She actually opened up what she had a big room in her house, and they had 15 people in their house before they shifted, and that was. And I wanted to take a picture of her because if it wasn't for this lady, C3 Painesville wouldn't have started, and there wouldn't now be 180 people in Liberia. We actually did a pastoral visit to her house, Suzanne Redsker and I, with Pastor Collie. It was a 20-minute walk through an area that you could only describe as war-torn. And there were hardly any roofs on a lot of the places, and she had a busted ankle. And she'd been to hospital 3 times. She's got a metal plate in her foot. But Pastor Collie's been praying for her every week, and she's almost recovered. It's been amazing, amazing. She thought she wasn't going to be able to walk again. So how cool is that? Next one, or is that it? That's it. Thanks, David. Fantastic. Well, I'm overwhelmed with joy in the Lord my God, for he has dressed me with the clothing of salvation and draped me in a robe of righteousness. Jesus wanted his disciples to do what he had done. I said, church, Jesus wanted his disciples to do what he had done. And however, Without the power of God, they would never be able to do this. So the command to receive power first was incredibly critical. And the disciples had to be clothed with the power of the Spirit. Then they would be able to fulfill his purpose, evangelizing the world. And who would have thought that our church here in Fremantle would be involved with some of the greatest work that his disciples could ever do so far away? Because we are being clothed with the power of God. But come with me to our scripture, if you have your Bibles. Let's just go to Ezekiel 16, verse 8. Ezekiel 16. When I passed by and saw you again, you are old enough to be married. This is like a talk about Jerusalem, about the church, really. So I wrapped my cloak around you to cover your nakedness and declared my marriage vows. Guys, this is about us actually declaring our covenant with the Lord our God. And at Jerusalem at this point in time had been unfaithful. They had not followed the Lord with all their heart. But God gives them another opportunity, I guess. And it goes on. I made a covenant with you, says the Sovereign Lord, and you became mine. Anyone here the Lord's this morning? You became mine. Then I bathed you and washed off your blood and rubbed fragrant oils into your skin. I gave you expensive clothing and sandals made of leather. I gave you lovely jewelry, bracelets, and beautiful necklaces, a ring for your nose and earrings for your ears, and a lovely crown for your head. And so you were made beautiful with gold and silver. Is anyone glad of their salvation this morning? Is anyone glad that we have the best clothes that any person could ever have? The clothes that adorn us. No matter what we think of ourselves, God has given us the best clothing. God has given us the best life. God has poured his Spirit upon us. And he's even put, like it says in another version, a turban on our heads because we should be full of the glory of the living God. When I was over in Africa, I saw Renske speaking for about 20 minutes to these people and the depth of the word of God that came out of her. This is shy old Renske. No longer, she's promised me, is she going to call herself shy? Because she was clothed with power from on high. And when I think of Suzanne, who just worked constantly and just was just, the children just could not leave Suzanne alone. I can see why she's in kids' church. It was mind-blowing. So we wear these clothes of salvation. You know, church, could I say that these are clothes that will actually help us live our best life. Oh, Sandy, you're a dog. All right, here we go. I look like a Muslim priest. Anyway. Oh, I can't get him over my microphone. Hang on. There's no pockets to put this on. I'll just hold it. So, hang on. I'll just try and shove it down the back of my pants somehow. All right. Is that all right? All right. They remove their street clothes and they put on holy garments. They put on garments that actually, before God, they were holy. Before this meeting finishes today, I want us to all recognize the importance of actually wearing the clothes that God has given us rather than the clothes that we can just have every day of our lives. Now, let me talk about this. Busyness will distract you from the things that God wants you to do. It's not that we can't be busy, but we've actually got to take off some of those clothes. The busyness of life in a Western world can distract us from the things that God wants to use us for in the greater world. We have so much. Even in Uganda, which is developing quite well, they still need a lot of help. And there's another focus, I guess, that the people to whom we minister recognize when the Spirit is on us and when He is not. If we're going to reach our world this Easter, if we're going to reach our world, if we're going to, when we have services, when we have connect groups, if we're going to reach our world, people know that when we have been clothed with the power of God or not. And so we have to every day. There are certain things, Sandy talked about it this morning. Every day, that's why we've been doing soap. We have to be in the Word of God because the Word of God brings life to our soul. We have to actually be endowed with the Spirit of God because we have a relationship with our Lord, because we have decided, no matter what, I'm going to give time for God to overwhelm me every day of my life. I'm going to pray to my God. I'm going to spend time in His presence. You know, I was woken up. It was 28 hours flying to get to Liberia. And I got about 3 hours sleep, and I knew that I was going to be ministering. A one-day leadership seminar ended up being a two-day leadership seminar. Typical Africa time. You know what my African name is? I've got an African name. Liberians, you're not allowed to be late. Pastor Collie, he said, I have learned something from you. He says, you always keep the time. You are frustrated when people come in late. I says, you bet I am. And so it was fun. What am I saying all that for? We're at this leadership conference. There's 100 pastors there that passed across the 2 days that Pastor Collie's invited. I was able to give out. I took a whole suitcase of stuff, did I, Ellis? I did not have enough material. You know, some of them were using a Gideon New Testament, the pastors, as their Bible. I took about 50 Bibles, and then we took, I don't know how many books, about the same in books. They rang Pastor Collie for 2 days after the conference finished and thanked him because they normally don't get fed. Pastor Collie, with hardly any money coming into the church, spent $700 US to make the conference a success. This man has got our spirit already. It was a complete blessing. I know, it's just second nature for you, Susan. It's just like, yeah, I understand that. I'm telling you, though, what really impacted me, being clothed with the power of God on that last night, we're having the last meeting. Pastor Collie was expecting me to preach this great message. And I'd done that. I'd done a message the night before, and I'd asked the girls just to be prayed up. And Pastor Collie says, I want you to do whatever you want because you're my senior minister. And now Pastor Contessin. So I'm actually the senior minister of two churches, and there's another one that's going to be a C3 church within, I'd say, within the next 2 years as well. Losing my dacks. But if we ignore the place of prayer, church, if we fail to put off garments of heaviness, guys, how many times do we feel like it's too hard or we're too tired or we're too busy? But they're often the times that God wants to move powerfully through us. And here we are at this last night, and I says, Pastor Collie, I didn't actually say to Pastor Collie, I just decided this is what was going to happen. And I started to prophesy and pray over people. And I didn't even know who these people were. They ended up being key people in his church. And then I asked them to come forward if they wanted a touch from God. There was not a person that wasn't touched by God. Most of them were on the floor. No, just the Spirit of God was so strong. There was deliverance. There was all sorts of, and the girls, we got back to the hotel after a very long night. I think it was about almost midnight. And get back to the hotel. The girls goes, that was incredible. Why? Because we were clothed with the Spirit of the living God. We've got to put on His clothes. Now let me read to you a scripture. Read to you a scripture in, where is it? Thank you, God. Yeah, Zechariah. Come with me to Zechariah. Who's opened the book of Zechariah for a while? Zechariah 3. Then the angel, verse 1. Then the angel showed me Joshua. Jeshua was the original name, but actually Joshua. The high priest standing before the angel of the Lord. Satan was there at the angel's right hand, accusing Joshua of many things, including that he had dirty clothes on. His clothes were dirty. He'd been doing a lot of work. If you come from any African continent, you know that dust becomes on your clothes really quickly. And so after a little while, here he is, and he's dusty. He's got clothes on. And the devil was accusing him. The devil was saying, "You're not worthy to be my minister. You're not worthy to be a part of God's family. Look at you." And the angel of God came, and the angel of God actually stood by Joshua and said to the others, "Give him new clothes. Put on new clothes." And so they put on a fresh clothing, and they put on fresh pants. They completely changed him, and they even put a turban. I don't have a turban, but I have the next best thing. They put on a little cap. That was my little kingship cap, because I was the boss. And they put a cap on him. Why? Because as a representation that when you have been clothed with the Spirit of God, it doesn't matter what you look like. It matters who you serve and how powerful you belong to the most powerful God that there is. And so they put a fresh turban on his head because the Holy Spirit comes upon us in Acts. And in Acts, what happened? The flames of fire, where did they come? They come upon their heads. And there was a brand new change in the house of God. And the things that God wants to do through us are things that are going to change the dimensions of how we do church. And from now on, as a church, I'm trusting that we're going to be clothed with the power of God, and that as we're clothed with His power, that there is going to be signs and wonders that we have not yet seen, that there are going to be more broken limbs through Pastor Charlie and his word of knowledge, that there are going to be miracles, and that as you pray with me, and as you expect the faith to rise in yourself for what God will do each meeting, that we are going to see great things happen in our midst. But will you trust God and allow yourself to be clothed with His power today, church? Give me a yes or a no. Will you trust God and be clothed with your power, with His power? See, the devil will try and accuse you. How many times before Connect Group do you fight with your wife? All the time. How many times before you come to church does something go wrong? And we have to recognize that God wants to move in our lives. And we have to recognize that sometimes we're fighting against forces that are far stronger than we recognize, because we've got our eyes on the things of the world when we should have our eyes on heaven and clothe ourselves with the turban of God. With Him, our lives are transformed. I could not believe how happy these people are with so little. The girls have got stories to tell you. I'm going to leave that till next week. Alex, I want to pray for you. Can I do that? Is that okay? Just stand up for me, mate. For you have experienced my anointing. You understand the Spirit of God. And I will put new clothes on you. Father, bless this young man. Fill him, Father. Fill him. Fill him. My love. Will keep you and will bring transformation into those around you. The love I've put in your heart will be a blessing to many. In Jesus' name. power of God. Urban, everything's going to be all right. Just stand up for a sec. It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. Fill him, Lord. Spirit of God. More. More. Fill him. Power of God. Power of God. Anointing. Thank you, Jesus. I will give you a gift of faith for your circumstances, and you will see miracles. Receive it. In Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thanks, Alex. You can sit down. Thanks, buddy. Awesome God. Awesome God. Awesome God. If God is for us, church, who can be against us? Maybe you're here this morning. Why don't we stand to our feet for a moment? Maybe you're here this morning. You haven't received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Or maybe you're here this morning and you know you're not clothed with the garments, the right garments. And God wants to clothe you with His power. The Bible says to wait for His power, wait for His Holy Spirit. Maybe there's too many things that are tainting your world. Maybe today you've received Christ some time ago, but you know your relationship isn't quite right. Why don't you make right today? Make right. And it's a bit like the accuser was, Satan was trying to say you're dirty. But in God's sight, you're not dirty. You're going to be washed clean. And to stop focusing on the past, because all God is interested in is your future. And your future is bright. Your future is powerful. Your future is in a relationship with the living God. Maybe this morning you're not sure you're going to heaven. Please be sure this morning. Don't leave this house without being sure that God loves you. So if you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, with every head bowed and every eye closed, I'm going to ask you in a moment to raise your hand. If you haven't got the right clothes on, you're away from God, or you just know that you've been wearing the wrong clothes, I do want to pray for you this morning. Put on His clothes. Be clothed with salvation, but also be clothed with the anointing of the power of God. And if you know that you're away from Him in that relationship, don't leave this place without making sure that you're secure in His. In Him. If you're not sure you're going to heaven, be sure this morning. So on the count of three, just pop up your hands and I'll see them. One, two, three. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Just pop your hand up and I'll see it. You can pop it down again. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. So, Father, today I pray over every person represented here through our children's church, through our youth, through our young adults. I pray that we will be clothed with power from on high. And that as we go out into the world, that we would continue to seek You, that we would continue to put on Your clothing, that we may be ordained as ministers of the living God. In Jesus' name. The people of God said, amen. God bless your church. I'll talk to you in the cafe. Take care.